These are protracted campaigns, again, irregular in nature. They do have offense and defense, but they also have a big dose of stability and support operations. Now, that means that you need a lot of civilian partners. It means that we've had to use conventional military forces to do tasks that special forces traditionally did, because there aren't enough of those either to do the train and equip missions and so forth, the advise and assist kinds of tasks. And our troops have proven to be equal to those tasks.
Petraeus claims the violence in Iraq has decreased by 90% since President Bush ordered an escalation in 2007, but the country still faces many challenges. He says a responsible drawdown of troops by next year is a possibility.
We're in the process, of course, of reducing our forces in Iraq, and we do think we can stay on the schedule that has been announced. We do believe that the president's plan is a prudent one, a proper one, responsible drawdown, as it's termed. We're somewhere around 104,000 boots on the ground, as we say, in Iraq right now, and we'll be down under down around 50,000, under 50,000 by the end of August this year. Elections on 7 March, very important. Believe that this all can be done and accomplished. There will actually be a transition back to State Department, back of some tasks that migrated to the military because the capacity just wasn't there to perform really industrial-sized tasks.
The U.S. Global Leadership Coalition consists of hundreds of businesses and NGOs and aims to rebalance civilian and military authorities and resources between the Department of State and the Department of Defense. Petraeus says the military cannot go it alone, and the U.S. must increase its emphasis on working with civilians for a 2011 troop reduction in Afghanistan to be realistic.
As President Obama announced in his speech at West Point, there will be a beginning of a reduction of our forces, and again, use the term responsible manner, and a shifting, conditions-based shifting of tasks from NATO forces to Afghan forces. Again, I think that's doable. July 2011 isn't a race for the exits. It's a time at which these transfers begin, not a time when we just sort of hand them the ball and run.
In addition to military operations, Petraeus said diplomatic efforts are essential to using smart power.
Through the process of helping a host nation, together with other partners, to treat that ailment, if you will, so that it doesn't turn into a major security challenge. And that goes on all around the world on a daily basis. It's our hope, as an example, that with respect to Yemen, that we can help Yemen grip this emergent Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula problem before it grows much greater and really undermines a state that was already in a developing state, if you will.
The U.S. has had especially difficult diplomatic relations with Iran, as world powers on the U.N. Security Council are seeking more sanctions against the nation. Petraeus distinguishes Iran as a challenge to status quo powers.
And the hope is, of course, that through the engagement, and if necessary, through the pressure track and so forth, that is now starting a lot of discussion about that publicly in Washington and elsewhere, that Iran could be persuaded to make the most of the extraordinary blessings that it has to improve the lot in life of its people, rather than bringing upon itself further economic sanctions because of efforts to flout the will of the International Atomic Energy Agency, the UN Security Council countries, and so forth.
The goal of the event was also to engage Florida businesses in development and diplomacy. CEO of the Tampa Port Authority, Richard Wainio, has long advocated for a change in the U.S. policy towards Cuba, saying that such a change could be one way for international affairs efforts to improve local business.
Florida's economy is increasingly linked to the growth of trade with our hemispheric neighbors. Accordingly, I urge our political leaders in Washington to ratify the Panama and Colombia free trade agreements, re-engage constructively with Brazil on key trade issues, and to rethink our Cuba policy.
Earlier this week, President Barack Obama proposed a $768 billion defense budget for 2011, although the deficit continues to hover around $1.5 trillion. Former State Representative Dick Batchelor is a member of the newly created Florida Advisory Committee, which is the local chapter for the U.S. Global Leadership Coalition. He says that defense expenditures could be lower with a timely reduction of U.S. troops abroad.
General Petraeus again said today, and he said he wants to get out of Iraq too. He wants to get out of Afghanistan. He wants his men and women in uniform out of harm's way. Are they going to have to be redeployed and on standby? Probably, but net, yes, it will reduce that the expenditures of American public has to make.
Tim Sweeney is the president of the international marketing research firm, the SIL Group. He believed U.S. resources to be overextended in the U.S. overseas operations in Afghanistan.
Our responsibility is to ourselves, and our responsibility is to protect the United States of America from attack by powers, foreign and domestic. Our job as a nation is not to rebuild the rest of the world. We should, as the United States of America, get the hell out of there.